Part 4, The Life and Teachings of Jesus. Paper 120, The Bestowal of Michael on Urantia. Assigned by Gabriel to supervise the restatement of the life of Michael when on Urantia and in the likeness of mortal flesh, I, the Melchizedek director of the Revelatory Commission entrusted with this task, am authorized to present this narrative of certain events which immediately preceded the Creator-Son's arrival on Urantia to embark upon the terminal phase of his universe bestowal experience. Before the events I am about to delineate, Michael of Nebadon had bestowed himself 6 times after the similitude of 6 differing orders of his diverse creation of intelligent beings. Then he prepared to descend upon Urantia in the likeness of mortal flesh, the lowest order of his intelligent will creatures, and, as such a human of the material realm, to execute the final act in the drama of the acquirement of universe sovereignty in accordance with the mandates of the divine paradise rulers of the universe of universes. In the course of each of these preceding bestowals, Michael not only acquired the finite experience of one group of his created beings, but he also acquired an essential experience in paradise cooperation which would, in and of itself, further contribute to constituting him the sovereign of his self-made universe. At any moment throughout all past local universe time, Michael could have asserted personal sovereignty as a Creator Son, and as a Creator Son could have ruled his universe after the manner of his own choosing. In such an event, Emmanuel and the associated Paradise Sons would have taken leave of the universe. But Michael did not wish to rule Nebadon merely in his own isolated right, as a Creator Son. He desired to ascend through actual experience in cooperative subordination to the Paradise Trinity, to that high place in universe status where he would become qualified to rule his universe and administer its affairs with that perfection of insight and wisdom of execution which will sometime be characteristic of the exalted rule of the Supreme Being. He aspired not to perfection of rule as a Creator Son, but to supremacy of administration as the embodiment of the universe wisdom and the divine experience of the Supreme Being. Michael, therefore, had a double purpose in the making of these 7 bestowals upon the various orders of his universe creatures. First, he was completing the required experience in creature understanding, which is demanded of all Creator Sons before they assume complete sovereignty. At any time, a Creator Son may rule his universe in his own right, but he can rule as the supreme representative of the Paradise Trinity only after passing through the 7 universe creature bestowals. Second, he was aspiring to the privilege of representing the maximum authority of the Paradise Trinity which can be exercised in the direct and personal administration of a local universe. Accordingly, did Michael, during the experience of each of his universe bestowals, successfully and acceptably voluntarily subordinate himself to the variously constituted wills of the diverse associations of the persons of the Paradise Trinity. That is, on the 1st bestowal he was subject to the combined will of the Father, Son, and Spirit, on the 2nd bestowal to the will of the Father and the Son, on the 3rd bestowal to the will of the Father and the Spirit, on the 4th bestowal to the will of the Son and the Spirit, on the 5th bestowal to the will of the Infinite Spirit, on the 6th bestowal to the will of the Eternal Son, and during the 7th and final bestowal, on Urantia, to the will of the Universal Father. Michael, therefore, combines in his personal sovereignty the divine will of the 7-fold phases of the Universal Creators with the understanding experience of his local universe creatures. Thus has his administration become representative of the greatest possible power and authority, although divested of all arbitrary assumptions. His power is unlimited, since it is derived from experienced association with the Paradise deities. His authority is unquestioned, inasmuch as it was acquired through actual experience in the likeness of universe creatures. His sovereignty is supreme, since it embodies at one and the same time the 7-fold viewpoint of Paradise Deity with the creature viewpoint of time and space. Having determined the time of his final bestowal, and having selected the planet whereon this extraordinary event would take place, Michael held the usual pre-bestowal conference with Gabriel, and then presented himself before his elder brother and Paradise Counselor, Emmanuel. All powers of universe administration, which had not previously been conferred upon Gabriel, Michael now assigned to the custody of Emmanuel. And just before Michael's departure for the Urantia incarnation, Emmanuel, in accepting the custody of the universe during the time of the Urantia bestowal, proceeded to impart the bestowal counsel, which would serve as the incarnation guide for Michael when he would presently grow up on Urantia as a mortal of the realm. In this connection, it should be borne in mind that Michael had elected to execute this bestowal in the likeness of mortal flesh, subject to the will of the Paradise Father. The Creator Son required instructions from no one in order to effect this incarnation for the sole purpose of achieving universe sovereignty. But he had embarked upon a program of the revelation of the Supreme, which involved cooperative functioning with the diverse wills of the Paradise deities. Thus, his sovereignty, when finally and personally acquired, would actually be all-inclusive of the sevenfold will of deity as it culminates in the Supreme. He had, therefore, 6 times previously been instructed by the personal representatives of the various Paradise deities and associations thereof, and now he was instructed by the Union of Days, ambassador of the Paradise Trinity to the local universe of Nebadon, acting on behalf of the Universal Father. There were immediate advantages and tremendous compensations resultant from the willingness of this mighty Creator Son once more voluntarily to subordinate himself to the will of the Paradise deities, this time to that of the Universal Father. By this decision to effect such associative subordination, Michael would experience in this incarnation not only the nature of mortal man, but also the will of the Paradise Father of all. And further, he could enter upon this unique bestowal with the complete assurance not only that Emmanuel would exercise the full authority of the Paradise Father in the administration of his universe during his absence on the Urantia bestowal, but also with the comforting knowledge that the Ancients of Days of the superuniverse had decreed the safety of his realm throughout the entire bestowal period. And this was the setting of the momentous occasion when Emmanuel presented the 7th bestowal commission. And from this pre-bestowal charge of Emmanuel to the universe ruler, who subsequently became Jesus of Nazareth, Christ Michael, on Urantia, I am permitted to present the following excerpts.